Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel call on the 1st of November 2018. In the call, we have Hazem, Michael, Majana, Bill, and Samar and Pekina. Over to you, Majana.
Okay. Janice sent an apology this afternoon that he will be late because he has to come back from some other meeting. So I made this letter to Cyrillic panel. Sarmat suggested something to me, and I tried to edit in the text. So Matt helped a little bit with the wording, and that's all what I have done today. I have added also another thing to the Cyrillic to the letter to Cyrillic panel. I added all the cross-script variants which we found, and the Cyrillic GP didn't find it. So we can look at it for a moment because without Dennis, I cannot lead this meeting. I'm not too familiar with the material. Pitinan, could you put the letter to the screen? Let everyone see it. You can also put, Pitinan, put the link also in the chat so you can use it to access via your browser. As you can see, there is no new comments on it. Only one thinking, which I hope Sarmat could help us. Is there anyone who wants to say something about it?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Please, Bill.
My recollection is that at least some of those 12 are code points that the Cyrillic panel did not initially find, but which we found in time to put in comments and which they subsequently included in their final draft. I was thinking in particular of the Cyrillic small letter ES with the sender.
Oh, you mean I have to check this table with the to compare this table with their proposal so that in order to table to be correct. Did I understand correctly what you have said?
Yes, I think their final proposal included a few more than
I have to delete some of them. Final proposal,
yes.
I'm writing.
I sent you an email to that effect as well.
Check. Cross-script when. That's one thing which I should do. I see Michael is is correcting the letter. Okay, thank you, Michael, for doing this. I don't think, Sarma, that we should. Thank you very much for this proposal. I will find it for sure. Let me open it to finish it after the meeting, because I wanted this letter to be finished today and to send it to Cyrillic panel. They will need time to gather again and to discuss. We shall see what will be the result of it. I have only one question for Sarmat. I'm not sure how shall we proceed with it. Should we wait for their reaction? Or think there's a first step to wait for their reaction, and after that, Michael said he thinks we should keep things separate. I'm not quite sure, but it is not the critical issue at this moment, I mean, but we should think about it. We should keep it in mind. Sarmad, what do you think? Sorry, where am I? Let me find this piece of...
Right, so I guess... yes, I guess probably the comment from Latin GP should be just in the context of Latin GPC, Cyrillic GP interaction. And though I suggested that we put in IP, but I think we may just leave that out and let Cyrillic GP decide how they want to address the input from Latin GP.
And there is another question which is on my mind. So we shall skip IP in the first round. I also think it is a pragmatic thing. But what should we do if they don't respond to our letter? That's my other problem which I have on my mind.
So
what was the experience with previous generation panels? I mean, if there were some. Please, Sarmad.
So my understanding, at least with Cyrillic GP, is that they are open to other GPs proposing more variants, but they say that IP should take care of it. And I'm not sure, you know, in this case, whether IP would take care of it or they'll go back to Cyrillic GP. But I think that's something which IP and Cyrillic GP could discuss and decide. I guess the question here is that something Latin GP is pretty certain and proposing sharing with Cyrillic GP as FYI, or is this something which Latin GP wants to share with Cyrillic GP for feedback? I guess that's probably one thing you all should discuss, and then based on how you finalize your interaction, I guess then the wording could be updated to reflect that.
You mean the wording in this letter should be more specific? I didn't catch the thoughts properly.
Right. So I guess question is that is. Do you think Latin GP is, do you all think Latin GP should reach out as FYI, meaning that, you know, whatever eventually GP is thinking, Latin GP is quite sure how they want to do this, or is Latin GP currently open and looking for input from Cyrillic GP? I guess that's a question for Latin GP members.
My personal opinion is that we should stand up to our findings, but it is very polite to ask them for their opinion and to see their thinking about it. And if in some case they are right, we could correct our findings. I think I feel like this, but let's hear what the other people have to say. I don't want to push anyone, but at least we think that we are pretty well, that we have done all these things pretty well. And I don't know.
Yeah, this is Bill. I would agree. I think we're pretty confident that both of those need to be variants of the Latin small letter Y.
Yeah. And we,
right. So, So point is that do we then still are we still looking for Cyrillic GP feedback on this, or we will is Latin generally GP moving forward with this decision? I guess the reason I'm saying that is. If you write it that way, then you'll probably have to wait for Cyrillic GP feedback before you can actually submit a proposal. In the other case, you can actually just go ahead and submit the proposal after informing Cyrillic GP without having to wait for them to come back, because they may come back immediately, but they may not come back, you know, for
a
few weeks.
Yes, I agree with you. But we are standing at this point and we are informing them, and we shall proceed as they have no objection about it. That's my opinion. And if they say in the future something which could be discussed, we could, it depends. I don't think that it is necessary to wait for their response and to spend more time waiting for the response. We shall proceed as it is. But that's my opinion.
So in that case, then it may actually be better to change the wording for the last sentence on the second page, at the top of second page, first paragraph.
Yeah. That's my opinion. Let's hear what the other people have to say. You mean Latin GP is interested to hear whether Cyrillic GP members may have a different opinion for further consideration to finalize the decision? We can remove this. Yeah.
Because currently this means that you are waiting, the Latin GP is waiting for input from Cyrillic GP and won't move forward otherwise.
Yeah, we could remove it. Yeah, Latin. Should we ask for their support? We also can skip the next sentence. I
yes,
try
Michael
to be polite.
Thank you.
Sorry, Michael wants to say something. I don't have the boat because this Adobe Connect window is too small and I am switching between two. Please, Michael, go on.
Yes, I just wanted to express my agreement with what you said and with what Bill said. I don't think we should wait for a reply by Cyrillic GP because, first of all, the generation panels are independent of one another, and it's IP's job to integrate them. Secondly, it is my understanding that Cyrillic generation panel is not formally in operation anymore, even if we have contact of individual members or even the chairs. So we should not make our further steps or our further work dependent in any way on them replying. This is just a informal communique, and it's a heads up, or FYI, as Sarmat called it. And I think this also has implications for the letter. So I made some suggestions in the letter to reword things more on the lines of, okay, we have found these things and want to let you know it, rather than, hey, we have found these and would like to know whether you are in agreement with this. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Anyone other wants to say something about this, on this matter? Sorry. So we shall remove every sentences where we are asking them to act in any way. Letter should be just informative for them that we found something, and we shall not wait for them to react. If they react, it is okay. If they don't, again, okay. Is this the common sense to go that way? I mean, common sense. Sorry. Does everybody feel that we should go that way? Bill, you try to say something.
Yes, I think this is Bill. Yes, I think this is the consensus that we should go this way.
Okay. Thank you very much. Michael is also probably correcting the letter. Thank you, Michael, for this. So we shall remove those things. And again, when the letter was finished, I mean, later this evening, I will ask you again to look at the letter. And if anyone has some other comments to the letter, please try to submit it till Monday, for example. Next 3 days, I have some other things to attend. And on Monday, if there is no other comments about the letter, I will send it to Cyrillic GP and to Sarmat.
This is Pitinan. Just to read out the chat. So Dennis also agree, and Hasim also agree with not to wait.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Pitiman. Thank you very much. So, Michael, you could change the letter as you like. I will review it and probably accept everything you have written. And a letter will be in the Google Docs next 3 days for you all to look at it. And I will send the letter on Monday next week to Cyrillic GP. So that was the first item on the agenda. Next one is to proceed with, I forgot it was before 2 weeks. we should finish action items from Latin GP Brussels workshop, and I see that Dennis is back. So, Dennis, could you remember where we have stopped last time?
Sure, Mijana, thank you. Let me open the document.
Yes, please.
Dennis, I will make you the presenter.
Okay, thank you. Need to find the action items.
I paste the link in the chat as well.
Yes, thank you, Pitina. These links are very helpful. Okay. Dennis, please proceed. Excuse me.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm just opening that document in my screen as well so I can share it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go. Share my screen.
In the meantime, we also have Michael in the queue. Not sure if that's an old hand.
No, that's an old hand.
Okay.
That's the old hand. He forgot to lower the hand.
Okay, so I'm now in sharing mode.
So we can see your screen, Dennis.
Okay, good. I don't think we need to recap. Last time we met, we assigned some of the action items to members, and there has been some activity, so if you have time, please review that. So I'm going through the ones that don't have a someone still working on that. Okay. All right, I think action item 9. So action item 8 was not assigned, but was easy enough to it was just to provide the screenshot of our working papers. So I went ahead and did that. So that's there. I think I can update this here and just change the status to assign things. So the next one, it's the... So I had a question here, so I'm going to go to the exact section here. I think when we started reviewing this,
Hi, Dennis. Sorry, this is Pitiman. I think your screen is not showing the action item 9.
Okay, so what are you seeing then?
Maybe you open multiple tabs and probably working on the another one.
Okay, so let me close. Do you see? Okay, so how do I know what am I sharing? Oh, gotcha.
I see the desktop.
Let me stop share and I'm gonna share again. Yeah. Now you should be looking at You should be looking at the... Yep. Is that okay now? We're looking at the variant relationship of 25B and 3B5.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So here I have conflicting information. I think we put an action item to review, provide internal discussion, screenshots, and the line of argumentation, but then later, because I see the timing of the notes are 4:01, there's the action item, and then at 4:22 on the last day of our meeting, I had an action item here, remove variant relationship candidate for similarity list. And I think this is the time where we went over the notes with our meeting with IP, and then we, at the end of the day, decided that to remove this. So I want to confirm that's the last thing that we noted for this set, that we are going to remove it because of the evidence that we have is weak.
Michael, please.
Yes. Hi. So I don't remember it clearly either. I think if we don't come to the same conclusion, we may actually listen in to some of the recordings somehow. But from what I remember, I think IP was saying that the evidence is not very strong, and that we need further evidence. And I assume that this would be one of the cases where we take a look in the context of non-visual variants. Because basically we have to do the same thing we were doing now with the diacritics. So take a look at the different rendings across scripts, across fonts, excuse me, and then see if or not they are sufficiently similar. This is what I think I remember, but I'm not sure. Sorry, Dennis.
I think we capture we have a picture of those examples, and I want to say that the open, this is the open E and the epsilon. Yeah, Greek should be the epsilon, and then Latin open E. So let me see if I can find the E. Does anyone else have a different recollection?
It seems that people cannot recollect.
So we also have recording available. I guess if you'd like, I can go back and check.
Yeah, that will be helpful, Sarmat. Not sure how you're going to be able to pinpoint without going through the, I think it was a 3-hour long on the last day.
I was just planning to listen to the session with IP, I guess.
But my notes here was on the third, so this was after the discussion with IP. I think it was during early in the morning where Matt was where we were going through the notes of IP, and then we discussed those items that were on the fence, and I think that was the conclusion of it. But I mean, we can wait for. Mm-hmm.
I can take a look at that. I'll do it actually right now. So if I get to it, I'll let you guys know.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we'll wait for that input, and then let's continue looking at the other action items. Okay. So this one, 9. So number 10 already assigned. So yeah, it's the screenshot of these items. And then we have, so there's two more. So we have these, the variant sets between the why the Macron and why with tilde in the why Macron, well, it's not, I don't think it's why Macron, but it's a Cyrillic Y with the, what looks like a Macron above, against the Latin Y with, tilde above. And we said that to defer this to the diacritic analysis, which is done, now, but someone, has this case. So, I think we'll come back whenever this is done. And do you, can somebody recollect who's, who has this, example, Macron and Tillis. Let me see if I can find the picture where we have the numbers assignments. Just going through my email. No, actually, I think I saved the image somewhere.
Macron and Tilde was number two.
Macron and Tilde number two. So that was Michael. And I believe Michael already finished his work. He provided the analysis. Yeah,
he
Macron
sent an
and
email.
Tilde. Yeah, okay. So let me open that. I should have it here. I think it's this one. Yep, Michael. Okay. Should be able to see. Yeah, tilde and Macron above here. Now, the thing is that in Latin, there is no Y with Macron above. So there is no comparison between Y, Macron. So, so one thing we can do is to look at this, the rendering of this letter against the other one and decide whether that rises to the level of identical or any renderings. So Y, the Latin Y, and then the Cyrillic. Let's do Google Fonts. Okay, so if you're looking at my screen now, looks like in this screen, looks like the tilde is consistently rendered as a tilde, and the other Cyrillic letter is equally consistent. I'm scrolling down to look at other fonts. And if there's any tilde rendered as a Macron in any of the fonts. I don't see any. Any tilde, render as a Macron here. So based on this, evidence, what do we determine here to be the case? We remove, the variant set. Beliefs. IP suggested to remove it as well. So what's the so Matt, for your benefit, we are discussing this defer case, the the Latin Y with tilde and the Cyrillic with looks like a Macron. And we were looking at the different renderings to look at whether any of the Y with tilde is rendered as a Macron, which is not the case. So how are we going to resolve these variant here, candidate variant? Anyone? So this one looks like it goes to, should go to the visual similarity list instead of a variant candidate. Any objections?
No, I just wanted to confirm that it looked, it, for me, it, look, it 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 is a good candidate for the similarity I'm confused.
Yeah.
Confused about whatever do you call them. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mirjana. That does even rise to the level of visual similarity. Even in that case, does it even rise to the level of visual similarity? Because those diacritics are distinguishable.
Are pretty distinguishable. Bill, you want to say something? Please.
I don't think they are distinguishable. I would say they're variants, but I can live with saying they're similar. They're merely confusable, but they're in a normal typeface. I don't think even a careful reader will pick up on it consistently. So, absolutely, they should be on the confusable list.
Sorry, I didn't catch, Bill, what was your proposal? I didn't understand.
I was disagreeing with the idea that they don't even rise to similarity. I think they're easily confusable in a normal font size. I mean, certainly with the... if the letters are the size that are currently displayed, yes, they're distinguishable. But in a normal font size, no. I would say they're easily confusable.
I always...
So, no variants, but just on the confusable list, any other comment? I'm looking at the participants list. Okay, so no objection. Let's resolve as, let me go.
I'm still looking at the original epithet, but I think it should be fine. But I'm still looking through the original comparison we did to reconstruct why we originally made that suggestion. It is a cross-crit between Latin and Cyrillic, right?
Correct, yes. So let me open that page. It's Cyrillic. So it's here. Mats, you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, if we look at the example here, the tilde is quite pronounced. So in these typefaces, it's quite clear difference. The question is if you are expecting a tilde and you see a Macron, will you then react?
So I think that from a visual point of view, the situation is clear, and we just took a look at those comparative form rendering. The only thing which remains to do to ascertain the analysis would be to take a look at if people casually replace diuresis?
No, tilde.
If they replace a tilde with a Macron. In the France, we don't have any evidence for it. The question is, is there substantial evidence in handwriting left? But probably not if it's not rendered in any fonts as such, because those more exotic fonts usually are also a representation of what people do in handwriting. So that would be the only argument left, I think, which we should check. Otherwise, I think there is no systematic evidence. So since there is no individual evidence to make those variants, I think we could defer them for that string similarity suggestion thingy. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. So what I'm hearing is that we want to wait until we find this evidence, or we go ahead, do not put it in the valid list, but put it in the confusable list. Just want to make sure I note correctly what the intention is. Okay. I'm reading through your comments, Michael, on the chat room. So as a panel here,
I think this is really hard. I mean, I think that when I listen to IP during the last ICANN meetings, I feel that they more and more talk about avoiding confusion. I mean, they're pushing the Korean to accept similarity as a basis for variance. And also the presentation from ESSAC members that I refer to, they also push for avoiding the similarities. So I think this is really hard. I don't know where the border should be.
Sorry, could you explain that comment about SAC? I didn't understand that. Thank you.
I sent a link to an SAC presentation at the ICANN meeting, where they talked about homoglyphs in a broader sense than we have talked about it. I mean, what we would consider the similarity, nearly similar characters. And also they showed a lot of examples as that they see as problematic, and they were quite different, more different than the examples we see here.
to provide more context to, to that, it was a research or white paper from a research, I'm sorry, security company, Farsight Security. So they were presenting that study of research on IDNs. But they were using a very loose definition of what homoglyph or homographs are.
Well, according to Patrick Feldstrom, it's a work done within ESSAC. According to him it is.
That work is from ESSAC? I don't think so. ESSAC always issues their reports through their own medium, right, which is the website that they publish all of these ESSAC reports. That one was clearly, and they noted that at the beginning of the presentation, that the findings are from that this company and not ESSAC's themselves.
Yeah, but the presentation was from ESSAC. It's a work in progress done by ESSAC, according to Patrick Feldstrom, who is part of ESSAC.
Right. You noted that they are working on something. Yes.
Yes, and according to him, that is the definition of homoglyphs that they use in that work.
This is Sarmad. I'd like to comment.
Please, Sarmad.
So I would actually suggest that we keep on going based on the current criteria which has been set in, in consultation with the LGR procedure and the integration panel. And once this work is published, if ESSAC obviously has a different opinion, I think they will have a option to respond back through the public comment in case they want a different, if they see it differently. Since we don't really have a documented input from ESSAC, reviewing criteria based on a presentation which obviously is being shared, it's not clear whether that was a ESSAC point of view or not, may actually just unnecessarily delay things. I think having a concrete proposal by Latin GP on the table and allowing ESSAC to review it and comment on it may actually be the clearest way forward.
I don't have an objection to that. Raising that it's quite complex, and that it seems like we're working with a moving opinions of where to draw the board line.
I'd like to come in the queue as well. I'll come.
First we have Bill, and after that Michael in the queue. Please, Bill, go on.
Yes, this is Bill. Two things. One, if we're going to wait for comments from ESSAC on our proposal, I think we should make sure that it's specifically drawn to their attention when we put our proposal out for comments, to make sure they see it and make comments. And the second thing is, I was sitting in on the IP's meeting with the Korean, Japanese, Chinese panel, and I had the impression there, and it is just an impression, that the IP had a much looser definition of variant for those scripts with which the members are not personally familiar. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. The next one is Mako, and after that we have Sarmad.
Yes, thank you. I just want to say that I don't think we should change our logic and our rationale, our principles, our talk on the basis of someone's presentation. And furthermore, I don't even understand the implications still of that presentation for our work, and I don't see the relation to the specific case we're discussing right now. So either we should clarify that and put it on the table for everyone to understand, or I think we should just go ahead the way that also Sarmad said, that is, make our own analysis, present our analysis together with data and evidence, and then people can come back on the public comment phase. Whether we do that separately on the repertoire and the variant sets, or all together on the entire proposal is another thing. But, yeah, I think we should keep to our way. Thank you.
Then we have Sarmad now. And after that, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you, Mariana. Just a couple of comments. First of all, I think it's a good idea from Bill. And I guess when at the time when this proposal is going out, if the Latin GP so desires, we can actually send it directly to ESSAC as well, in addition to the public comment announcement. And that will in that way, will make sure that ESSAC actually sees it. And we can actually even, if the Latin GP desires, we can ask them specific questions. And that way, I think it's easier to get an answer from them than just sharing the proposal. So you can actually ask specific questions, and I'll be more than happy to convey that to ESSAC and request for responses when the time comes. And I think that would make sure that the work with Latin GP and the argumentation provided aligns with what ESSAC is suggesting. And in case it doesn't, they come back with details. So I think that may actually work better, because that way they have a clear rationale in front of them coming from Latin GP and an associated analysis, and they can comment very directly on it. So that's the first comment. The second one, I actually went back and I've shared the link. The recordings are available on the Latin GP from our face-to-face meeting, the Latin GP Wiki site. And this is the first record, number one recording from the 3rd October morning. And this case, Epsilon case, was being discussed towards the end of that recording. The discussion is quite long, but I think the conclusion we reach at 1:13:00 slot. And the decision on Epsilon with Cyrillic, the English opening and Cyrillic one, was that we take that out from the visual variants and consider that as in string similarity as far as that is concerned, and then we can separately potentially discuss this as a semantic variant case when we discuss semantic variants. So that was the conclusion. You can listen to that. I've shared the link in the chat box and jump to 1:13. And that's what's being concluded. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad, for this input. Next one, Michael. I think it is your. It is an old hand in the Adobe room. Now we have Mats. Mats, please.
Yeah. I have no problem that we continue as we have done. I don't think we could wait for ESSAC in this work. Anyway, because it will take half a year, 1 year, if ever they complete this work in progress. So I definitely think that we should work on as we've done. So no problem.
No problem. Okay. Now, Dennis, we have 8 minutes till the end of this call. Do you think is it okay to proceed again with
number 12 or wherever we are now.
So let me just note on action 9, what just Sarmad did a recap on our meeting.
Okay.
On visual grounds, we concluded not to put it in the Valiant, as a Valiant candidate, but into the similarity list. But we also said that to defer that to a semantic or the non-visual, on the non-visual list. But looking at the paper that, the picture of the assignments, I don't see this pair as a candidate. So we need to do the non-visual analysis. Who's up for to do that?
Michael, hand is up. Michael, please.
Yes. So from what I recall, we have started doing the non-visual stuff, well, some part of it, but during our face-to-face meeting, we only took a look at potential candidates from the diacritics or modifiers. We haven't even started taking a look at the base shapes to identify potential candidates there. And then we should also come up with a methodology, split up the work, and follow that methodology through. I think it will be somehow similar to what we did in the case of the diacritics or modifiers, and that's why I earlier said that we should take a look at first, now that we've taken a look at the renderings, we should also take a look at, like, what people do in handwriting and stuff as final evidence, because it will be more or less the same procedure we have done for modifiers or diacritics. So I can take the action item in the sense that I start to prepare a list of potential candidates of base letters, which are similar, and now not looking at diacritics, and then everyone can come together and see if I missed some candidates or if some don't make any sense. Would that help?
It does help, Michael. Thank you.
Cool.
Okay, so that takes us to the final list, 12, create the action item, create the list of similarity cases or the confusables. I think we have captured some of those items during our discussions face-to-face and offline as well. So I can do that. I can assemble those that are easily available and were noted in our worksheets and conversations, and then I will share to the group so that you can augment or comment upon that.
Okay. So we have now finished with these action items from our face-to-face meeting. For the next telephone conference will be in 2 weeks, same time. I'm not sure at this moment that I have items for agenda, but I will ask you, Dennis, to propose something, because I think the repertoire, Matt made some changes to the repertoire, to our report, and I will approve it. Haven't done it. We have this homeworks from our face-to-face meeting. I started to work a little bit on it, and then some other things I have to fulfill. So the next step is probably to collect all our homeworks. Could you help me with this, Dennis?
Yes, certainly, Mirjana. Just one thing to note. On the 15th, 2 weeks from today, I will be traveling, so I won't be able to join a call.
Okay.
That's the only inconvenience for that day.
Okay.
But you are the, I mean, you are the most important person now.
I know,
the next period of time. I'm trying to make some kind, to adjust somehow the meeting. Are you going to for holiday and you will be absent for a while or what, or you will be, when you will be available, let's say like this?
No, I'm going to be on a plane. So, returning from Paris, if we can move to the following day, the Friday, the 16th, that would work. I think that we can do.
I will ask people from the group if they approve to move it to Friday 16th just for this one occasion, and we shall see the results. If it doesn't fit, we should move this meeting to 15 plus 7, whatever it is, 22nd of.
Right. So we have Max and Bill who already said that they are available.
Max, Bill, okay.
Dennis is also available.
Dennis, okay. Mirjana is available, of course. 11th. It would be better because 16th, the Friday 16th of November, because Dennis will be in the plane on 15th. So we want to move just for this specific meeting, which would be held on 15th of November, to 16th, and after that we shall revert to our regular meetings every Thursday. Sorry. Second Thursday.
Should be okay. I guess we should also ask the members not present. So, like, circulate an email, like Michael, for example.
Yeah. But, Mats, I couldn't finish my homework till the 8th of November because I have a lot of burden of on my shoulders. I have to finish some reports for registry, and I have a difficulties going through this homework task. So I for sure I can't finish it till the 8th of November, and we shall need all the homeworks finished before the next meeting. So I think it is okay. I will circulate the mail immediately after that, but at least we have now 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe Michael could be on 22nd. You could do, but without me, I have some specific, very important holiday, family holiday in Serbia, so sorry for it.
Yeah, same in the U.S., 22nd.
Same in the U.S. Yeah.
So we can plan for 16th and then check with the other people as well on this.
Yes. Should we try this? Yeah. So we have finished.
Mikal also is available.
So we shall have enough people to discuss our how we have done our homework and what we shall do with all this data further on. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for being present to this telephone conference. We are progressing slowly, but we are going forward. And hear you in 2 weeks. 2 weeks and, 15 days. Have a nice evening. Goodbye. And thanks.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.